Okay, so I started the recording, and I think we're going to do the silly, you know, I'm going to do the five, four.
Yeah.
So we have a place to actually make a cut and have it start up from there. Okay. So, five, four. All right. Hey, welcome to the new podcast from the library and...
And e-learning.
E-learning. Mm-hmm. We have no idea what we're going to call it yet. We have jokingly thought that we would pick up where the Click and Clack brothers from Car Talk are going to leave off in September by calling it Click and Double Click, but I don't know if that's going to stick or not. But this is going to be a hopefully weekly or twice a month podcast where we try and help make sure you're well aware of what's happening in the realms of the library and the learning department. Mm-hmm. All right, so Brendan, do you want to? Oh, we should introduce ourselves.
Yes.
Did we? I don't remember. I'm Zachary Grant. I'm a reference and instruction librarian here at Connell Library.
Hi, I'm Brendan Poost from eLearning, and I'm a student support.
Cool. So if we go with the click and double click, which one do you want to be?
That's interesting.
We'll talk about
it. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So do you want to start off with the things you want to tell everybody, or do you want me to start off?
You can go ahead and start off. Yeah.
Okay.
I think I'll think about some stuff.
We're in the summer term, and things are slightly different during the summer.
Second week.
We are only open, when I say we, the library is only open 4 days a week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 8 in the morning until 6 in the evening. We will have a librarian in the building from 8 in the morning until 6 in the evening. In the past, that has not always been the case, so that's wonderful news. And if you need to get help with library services on Fridays, Saturdays, or Sundays, there is a feature from the main library webpage called Ask a Librarian. Now, I realize this is the realm of podcasting, and you can't see all this, but we'll make sure that there are links provided wherever we post the podcast, and my guess is it'll probably be posted at the e-learning blog and at the library's main blog as well. So we'll have links posted with those podcasts so you can be directed to those services.
And those requests go directly to the librarian headquarters and somewhere?
If it's an email request, yes. We have our little headquarters situated there, so we have our little command center. And if the student opts for a chat, because we do have that capability, we work with a consortium of other libraries that staff it and will answer questions when we're not available. So usually Clark College students will get help from a librarian, usually back east.
Yeah.
It won't be local, it'll be back east.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And then when we staff it, then we're helping students from other geographic locations as well. Mm-hmm.
Australia.
Not too much international, mainly North America. Mm-hmm. North America. So that covers the library as far as our summer hours. Mm-hmm. And if you need to get help when we're closed on a Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, there's the Ask a Librarian feature. How about the e-learning?
E-learning is open our usual hours, 8 to 4:30.
Excluding Fridays. Fridays we will be open from 8 to 12 o'clock. All technical support questions and problems will be handled by a off-site technical support team we have called AE-Learn. They handle our off-hours support for students.
So what can people expect in the future as far as these podcasts?
You can expect basically to be filled in on some information that you may not know about in e-learning. For some of the technology in e-learning, it's really good to have backups of your information that you're writing in Moodle. And so mainly what I think we're going to be looking ahead is maybe to share some ideas that that you may want to look into, Dropbox, Google Drive, something like that to actually utilize instead of a flash drive or even having even using a flash drive too to have that hard copy on a on a flash drive. It's kind of odd to say a hard copy on a or a soft.
I understand. Yeah.
No, I know it you do. But,
and then I think from the library side, there have been some changes as far as databases. ProQuest and Yale Virtual Reference Library have changed their interface, and so we'll talk a little bit about those changes, as well as try to make students aware of all the other services mm-hmm. that the library has to offer besides access to your Facebook account so you yeah. can update what's going on the computer. Yeah. So that, I think, is going to wrap it up for our first shot at this. Mm-hmm. And if you have any suggestions mm-hmm. or recommendations, please don't send them in. We won't read them. No, I'm kidding. No, we will. You can email me directly, uh-huh. zgrant, that's Z-G-R-A-N-T, at clark.edu.
And you can also email me at bpoost, B as in boy, P as in Paul, U as in uniform, S as in Sam, and T as in Tom, at clark.edu. And I'm sure you know how to spell Clark, unless you can't hear me very well. So go ahead and definitely send an email, and we can work on these changes that you may see needed, and see that to be needed or whatever. So basically, yeah.
Cool.
Signing off.
All right, we'll sign off, and hopefully yeah. we'll have some cool intro and exit music in the future days. All right.
See how it goes.